Welcome to our second edition of LOL, Lando on Life, simple life hacks or ideas or concepts that personally were game changers in my life that I'd love to share with you in 5 minutes or less. So today we're going to be talking about reproof, discipline, redirection. You know, as a boss who has employees, as a teacher who has students, as a parent who has children, sometimes in life, we need to redirect, we need to reprove, we need to chastise. If you have an employee that's just not living up to the standards, you can't ignore it. As much as you love them, you care for them. You have a child that needs redirection, you have to give it to them. You have a student that's acting out, that's acting inappropriate, you can't ignore it. It's part of your responsibility to teach them. The sad part is that I think discipline in the general society is very misunderstood, so much so, and this is so hurtful to see this, the dictionary definition of discipline is punishment inflicted by way of correction and training. Punishment? Inflicted? Is that a good way to educate? Sometimes you have to punish, but that's definitely not what discipline is. And out there in corporate America, they even coined this phrase, this idea, this concept of progressive discipline, where the first time the person gets a light discipline and eventually, slowly but surely, progressively, you tighten the screws with the hope that they'll take the message and that the punishment that you're doing will sink in and they'll just say it's not worth it because I don't want to fear the punishment or the repercussions of doing what I'm doing wrong. This, by the way, is often counterproductive and actually the antithesis of the way our Torah teaches us that one must discipline. I share with you a verse that's in Vayikra in Leviticus in chapter 19 and verse 17. The Torah says the following. You should reprove your fellow. There's a commandment to reprove our fellow. We see someone doing wrong. We're not sure if they know about it. We need to reprove them. And the Torah concludes the obligation of reproof. Do not bear a sin because of him. I mean, very simply put, that means to say, if you don't reprove them and they continue to sin, then you are part of the problem. But some of the commentaries say something which is really a game changer. That the words lo tisa alav chet, don't bear a sin because of him, can be translated differently. In Hebrew, the word lotisa means a burden. Lotisa lav chet, don't burden the sin on the person. That means to say the following. There's two ways to reprove someone, two ways to redirect someone. You can go to them and you could say to them, do you realize that you called out something inappropriate in front of the whole class? That's unacceptable. That's wrong. I'm going to write you up. Next time that happens, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. So what did you just do? You were bearing on them, and you were bearing the sin. Do you understand how inappropriate that is, how wrong that is, that a kid like you doesn't even belong in the school? Or a child like you, it can't be part of our family structure, God forbid. Or an employee like you has no room in our field of work. That's bearing the sin on them. What you really have to do is the exact opposite, the antithesis. You need to bring them up. You need to raise them up. Imagine for a moment if you have a teenager that said something inappropriate and you call them over after class and you say to them, you know something? I always thought better of you. I didn't think that you were the kind of kid that needs to express themselves using profanity. I didn't think you were the kind of person that needs to bring themselves down to make themselves heard. I always felt that you're a better person than that, and I think you are, and you must have lost yourself. Come, show me that you can continue the standard of behavior that you've had until this point. Isn't that message so much easier to swallow? Just last week, a student said something extremely inappropriate in the halls. And I could have penalized them. I could have written them up. And this idea, this concept from the Torah of lotisa alav chet, not just penalizing them right away and showing them how bad they are, jumped into my mind and I tried to make him understand that he needs to learn how to express himself and the ramifications of not expressing yourself properly in life. I feel this is really a game changer. And if in our lives, the people around us who we need to redirect, we try to bring them up instead of breaking them down. We try to show them that we have a certain standard of expectation from them instead of showing them that they're not living up to their standards. That's a real game changer. And I wish you good luck going forward that when you need to tell people something, whether it's somebody in your synagogue, somebody on your board, someone in your workplace, somebody in your own personal life, try to show them that you feel that they're a person who's living up to a certain standard and you hope that they can maintain that standard. Because if you can do that, they'll probably be more receptive. You'll be a more positive person, and life will be so much more pleasant for all the parties involved. This has been Rabbi Landau with Landau on Life. Until next time, wishing you tons of success.